that was Electronic Air, and it's now time, now that it's at the top of the hour, 11 p.m. here in the mountain time zone of the United States. It's time for Under the Floorboards here on KGNU Boulder, KGNU Denver, 88.5 FM in Boulder, 1390 AM in Denver, and KGNU.org, just about everywhere, everywhere I could possibly imagine. Well, speaking of imagining, this is Under the Floorboards, where we bring you the most obscurest and weirdest stuff we can possibly get for you. This fellow's I'm going to start off with tonight is actually going to be coming to town, coming to Denver. I'm actually in Boulder for a change tonight. But this guy will be coming to the larger concept of town, the Lion's Lair to be specific, on Tuesday, August 4th. That's about a week and a half from now, and he's called the Slow Poisoner. And he's, I think, going to be opening for some band called the Tramps, I think, along with Esmeralda Strange. And he's from somewhere else. I'm not sure exactly where. Didn't do my research, but somewhere out west, I think. I know we're out west, but somewhere even further out west. He's called the Slow Poisoner, and this is from a CD of his called Lost Hills. We're going to hear the very first. Introductory track, because it's kind of a story CD. We're going to hear Almighty Powerful Crystal Magnetic Eye of the Lord, the Slow Poisoner, who will be performing at the Lion's Lair on Tuesday, August 4th, a week and a half from now. Well, here he is on Under the Floorboards on KGNU.
His name is the Slow Poisoner. I'm going to tell you a story about a place called Lost Hills and what happened to me there a long, long time ago. Back then, I was working as a traveling salesman.
What this amazing power has done for others, it will now do for you. Let's face it, you have it more than your share of bad luck, misfortunes, money, troubles, and worries. Your love life leaves much to be desired, and perhaps your health is not as good as you would like for it to be. Yes, life has not been a bed of roses for you. No, I know all of this, and I'm gonna change all of it for you right now. For within a few days you will receive from me your very own. Bringing an evil force.
Oh! Never seen before. Bill's main guidelines in creating the Star Trek costumes are Bill and his crew had to make all of the show's wardrobe by hand as cheaply as possible.
I'm floating beyond the galaxies, beyond the pulsars, beyond the quasars, beyond the quaaludes, beyond the Motorolas. David Bowie's prong has been disentangled from the methane snogules of barbed wire X-lax at the trash heap in the prognosis on the two towers, on the old and the new, on the tension beneath the organic beings which had seen their molecules become part of the earth. And from a God's eye view, I looked down upon the world, and I saw a blue globe against the void of black infinity, the void of black infinity, the void of black infinity, a blue globe pitted against the void of black infinity, black infinity, black infinity, black infinity. And through my God's eye view, above the world, beyond the world, I saw beings rise up out of the world, made of molecules of the earth, assembled from the air and the waters and the ground of the earth, assembled in their mother's uteruses into organized structures known as human beings, which wandered around on the surface of the earth from whence they had come, and then at the end of their lives they again became part of the earth. And the earth was like a large Alka-Seltzer. And the human beings were but little carbonated bubbles fizzing off the Alka-Seltzer for a moment or so and then becoming part of the Alka-Seltzer again. And they lived and died in a brief instant against the vast darkness of infinity. And the human beings rose up and they fought amongst themselves, even though they were made of the same molecules. And when they died, they would begin become intermingled. Their molecules would become intermingled. It was as if the earth was rising up against itself to hate and war and torture and kill and cause agony, only to fall down and die and become part of the earth. And I saw a human being, and he fell and he died and he became part of the earth, and his molecules fell into the earth and became part of the earth, and the birds and the trees and the clouds and the skies and the waters and flowed out. And some of these molecules of the earth and the air and the trees and the birds and the flowers and the clouds and the skies and the mountains became integrated into other molecules in future human beings who were assembled in their mother's uteruses, who were issued from their mother's uteruses out into the world to dance about on the surface of the world for a little while and to foment hatred against themselves as pieces of the earth. The earth foments hatred against itself in the form of petty humans who will die and whose molecules will be intermingled amongst themselves and amongst the earth and the mountains and the trees and the skies and the birds and the other human beings and the waters and the oceans for eternity. And a human life is but a mere carbonated bubble which appears for an instant against the eons and millennium of eternity. And these human beings strut around like pompous little jackasses, thinking that everything they do is cool and that their lives are somehow transcend everything around them, when they will be pummeled down to become mere molecules of the earth which surrounds them. And every time they urinate, they realize that they are merely a conduit for the water which they ingest, and which again becomes part of the earth which they had ingested but hours before. And they're constantly sloughing off molecules of their beings to begin become part of the world from whence they were generated. And they're only here for an instant, and then they fall down into the earth again. But no, they never think about these things. They have to go to the mall to get new clothes, or they got to get a good job, or they got to get a good promotion, or they got to acquire numbers in their bank accounts. Meanwhile, they are very rapidly going towards their deaths. Very, very rapidly. Every second that they live is gone forever. Very rapidly towards their death. Meantime, wasting it with meaningless activities, creating nothing of permanent value, as they will soon be mere disorganized chaotic molecules again. Mere disorganized chaotic molecules again. Mere disorganized chaotic molecules again. Nature. Some organisms dominate other organisms with teeth and claws and talons and superior physical strength and crushing jaws with which they shred and devour their prey. And this is the law of nature, and this is the order of nature, that one organism must prey on another organism for its survival. But human beings are afraid of the natural order, but they have created their own order in the world, in which some human beings dominate other human beings with money and lies. Money and lies are how human beings dominate each other. Money and lies. Lies and money. Money and lies. Lies and money is how you desiccate and destroy and kill those beneath you. Money and lies. Lies and money. Money and lies. Lies and money. Climb to the top of the shit pile and destroy those beneath you with money and lies. Lies and money. Lies and money. parole. Parole. Parole.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Under the Floorboards on KGNU Boulder, KGNU Denver, 88.5 FM in Boulder, 1390 AM in Denver, and KGNU.org, where you plug it in. And we just heard Azure Carter and Alan Sondheim doing Buried 2, as opposed to plain Buried, which starts off the CD, that CD being called Avatar Woman, put out by Public Eyesore. Before that, we heard Dizzism on Taped Rug Productions. They did Chains, Batons, Pipes, and Hammers off of a CD called Fiesta in the Dank. Before that, we heard John Truby. I don't know what album that's from, which I'm embarrassed about, but that I played it off his SoundCloud page, and the piece was called Money and Lies and Carbonated Bubbles. Before that, we heard Jeff Chenault doing Martian Logic from his CD on HAL Tapes called Sonic Rebirth. Before that, Sarah Century, formerly of Denver, Colorado, now, I believe, of Seattle, Washington, and that's off of a, a compilation release of four different women. The album is called Hairy Spider Legs, and Sarah, she did I Wanna Go Where People Are. Before that, we heard Hell Garbage with her piece from Apartment Music 27, part of Hal McGee's series of apartment musics, things recorded in his apartment, mostly and maybe entirely solo improvisations. So I guess Hell Garbage was probably a person as opposed to a conglomeration. Before that, we heard Noombra featuring Don Campo and friends doing Ormolu from an album called One Alloys. Before that, we heard Sterile Garden from Denver doing Untitled One from an online album called Friction and Rust, which features music entirely made of metal. Before that, Walls of Genius did Drunkard Special from Walls of Genius Meets Harry Smith, and we started off, though I missed the first few seconds, where he announces that he is the Slow Poisoner, doing Almighty Powered Crystal Magnet Eye of the Lord from an album called Lost Hills, and the Slow Poisoner will be appearing in Denver at the Lion's Lair on Tuesday, August 4th. So there you go. It's a minute after midnight, and time for Sleepless Nights with Gavin.